Tens of millions of people around the world are living with HIV and AIDS. San Francisco is home to one of the few memorials to honor those who have died from the disease. The National AIDS Memorial Grove is the only federally recognized memorial of its kind in the country. KQED's Amanda Stupai recently paid a visit.
At the AIDS Memorial Grove in Golden Gate Park, volunteers gather to weed and transfer plants. Trees shield visitors from the sounds of traffic and city life. A big grassy field gives a feeling of openness. Steve Sagasser lost his partner Sergio Aguiano to AIDS. He manages programming at this 10-acre memorial.
The volunteers, the people from the community who needed to be with people going through the same experience and to share their grief with others, this is where they could come and grieve openly and relate to each other.
In 1988, the CDC recorded more than 80,000 cases of AIDS in the U.S. San Francisco's gay community was particularly hard hit. Between 1981 and 1994, more than 11,000 San Franciscans died of AIDS. Though early media attention on the disease focused on gay white men, the disease has always disproportionately affected communities of color.
Government wasn't doing anything about it because it was hitting a group of people who were already demonized or stigmatized.
Sagasser says people needed a place where they could gather to mourn, celebrate life, and remember their loved ones. So in the late 80s, a small group of San Francisco residents asked the city to dedicate some land for a memorial. The city agreed to let them use an abandoned dell at the eastern end of the park. In 1991, hundreds of volunteers began years of intense work to clean it up.
From that very dark period, create something beautiful and living.
In 1996, Congress designated the Grove a national memorial, a move Sagasser says was important given the stigma against people with AIDS.
Many of these people may not have died if our government and a majority of society had cared more about them.
That's a sentiment shared by many who work on the Grove. Tom Jensen is on the board of directors for the National AIDS Memorial. He's been coming to the Grove for years after his long-term partner, Bobby Hilliard, died of AIDS in 2000.
The grief was so strong, and my depression, that I felt like I would start calling in to work and calling in on sick days if I didn't make a move to engage in life and just like take my grief somewhere.
Tom and Bobby met in the early 80s while waiting in line for coffee.
We produced magic, jealous-making magic.
Bobby already had the virus when the two got together. But in what felt like a miracle at the time, when the average life expectancy for someone with AIDS was a little over a year, Bobby went on to live with the virus for another 16 years. After Bobby died, Tom knew he needed to push past his introverted tendencies, and nature comforts him.
I decided to come here because I thought I'll at least feel at home.
Now Tom is among the volunteers who regularly show up to help keep the Grove beautiful. And at the end of each workday, they gather at the Grove's circle of friends, where 3,000 names of those touched by AIDS are carved into stone on the ground. For Here and Now, I'm Amanda Stupai.